Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happened to a man at his grandmother's trailer stuck with him his entire life? Did his imagination collide with the paranormal?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, love to hear them, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Lots of ways to get them to us to share with everybody. What's going on? Todd with us on today's episode of the program.
Sitting here, got some candles lit, got the space heater running, and ready to hear some ghost stories.
I have fans on right now, actually.
Fans? Why?
Well, here's the deal. My office studio in here, the door has been shut all weekend, and I had it up to about 72 in the house, and I walked into here today, and there's like the main heaters are not far from this office. So it just kind of comes in here a little bit more warm. So I walked in here today and it was about like 84. And I'm like, shit, it's kind of feeling like a sauna in here. So I had the door open for a while and it's still, I don't know, it gets hot in here, but then you walk out there and the rest of the basement's cooler. I don't know.
Yeah, my studio at work is the same way. The actual on-air studio is hot as hell. Mm-hmm. And then the hallways and offices are just a little on the cool side.
Yeah.
So why is it always like that? The studios are always too warm.
Insulation. That's what it is. Because everything's insulated, so things don't get out of it. This room really was never designed to be a studio, but I don't know. Maybe it's just good insulation in this house. I have no idea. There's other parts of the house that have horrible insulation where you can like you can hear. It's weird, like where you can hear in like other parts of the house. But I think it kind of goes through the ducts. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And Harper's like, you know, I can hear everything you say in your bathroom over here. Like what? Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
A little bit. Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our story. Hi, let's hear it.
Hi, this is Ray Walters. I'm from Weatherford, Texas. And I used to live in Indiana. I grew up there as a child. The story started when I was 4 years old. I was staying with my grandma, my mother's mom, and we were just visiting, while Dad was visiting his parents. And we were in Evansville, Indiana, and it was a stormy night, and Grandma lived in a trailer park. She was in a trailer, and it was kind of windy and stormy and lightning and thunder and all the rain and whatnot. And for some reason, my mom decided to put me on the couch in the living room while she slept in the bedroom down the hall, and Grandma was in her room. Well, I was probably 4 or 5, I think, and I didn't have a problem with that normally. But for some reason that night, it just seemed to be a different kind of night. And I wasn't able to go to sleep at all. And so I just kind of laid there peeking out and looking at things. And all of a sudden I got this weird feeling. And I looked over at Grandma's rocker and it started to move a little bit, which kind of freaked me out, you know. And, you know, 4-year-old boy, hey, the rocker's moving. I just kind of went with it, thought, oh, I'm just imagining that. And then I put the cover overhead. You know, when you're scared, you do like throw the cover over your head, and that's supposed to protect you, right? When you're a child, everything is protected. You're protected from everything with the cover. So I did that, and then I started seeing shapes on the cover, like bat wings. Yeah, and I was completely awake, trust me. And then I remember hearing crap, you know, weird stuff, like whispers and things. And I remember then I began to see the faces. I thought the faces were great. I had like little head, basically bodiless heads floating around. And they were horrible looking thing, and, you know, horrible moths and the teeth and everything. And I remember one was horrible blood red, and one was blue and a green one, and they were everywhere. There were just like probably 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 of these things, and they were just floating around. And I got really panicked, and so I said, you know, forget this crap, I'm going to mom's room. So I just took off running down the hallway as fast as I could. And I remember I got to grandma's room, and I froze because grandmother was moaning in her sleep. You know, oh, that doesn't sound good. So then I went further down into my mother's room, and mom was knocked out, dead asleep. She had been reading the Bible. That Bible was on the end table next to her bed, and she had the light on. The lamp was still on. She'd fallen asleep there. So I went in that room, laid up next to mom, and I looked at the wall behind, you know, the bed. I looked at the wall. As I was staring at the wall, it was like something opened up, and I saw this vision on the wall. It was like someone turning the TV on, whatever you want to call it. And it was horrifying because it was basically almost like black and white. And it was like fog, and there was a lot of people down below, and it was like I was up high looking down. So I could see all these people, and they were like clamoring through this big iron gate. It was a huge, giant gate. I don't, you know, probably 7 or 8, 9, 10 stories in the sky is how tall it was. It was huge. These people were clamoring, and there was a great mass of people climbing the gate, trying to get over the gate. And I remember things, what do you want to call harpies maybe? They had wings, bat wings, and they were coming down, and they had spears, and they were poking at people, jabbing them, just coming and jabbing them. And then all of a sudden I saw this thing come up out of the midst of this great mob of people. And it looked like a man, but it was kind of like a frog, too. In other words, where the chin is was bulbous, kind of like a frog. You know, the frog kind of blows its little chin out there, you know, like a bubble. Well, it did this thing, and it opened its mouth, and all these frogs came shooting out at me. And I remember that freaked me out so much, I backed up really quick, and then I startled my mother. And as soon as she and opened her mouth and said something to me, everything went away. I mean, just cleared right away. But she said, what are you doing in the bed with me? And I said, well, Mom, I'm seeing things. I mean, there's like ghosts and spirits or whatever you want to say. I don't know what this really is. And she didn't believe me for some reason. She thought I was imagining the whole thing, which I was not. And I remember she picked me up and took me back into the room, the living room, which I asked her and begged her not to. But she put me back on the back down on the couch and told me that I'd be okay. So she gave me a kiss and took me in. And as soon as she went back and laid back down, I heard this whisper. And it was like a woman's voice, and it wasn't a very nice voice either. It was kind of really cruel, you know. And the woman's voice said, you know, your mother's going to die one day. And I'll never forget that. Because I lost my mother when I was 14. And it was almost like she was saying, you know, your mom's not going to be around to protect you forever. That kind of thing, you know. So I've got a lot of the stories to tell later on in my life. But I wanted to share that one with you. And I hope you all liked it. So I enjoy your show. My wife and my daughter, we like to listen to you. But thank you for your time. You'll have a good one, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you, and it's an honor to traumatize your family. What's your thoughts on all that?
I mean, talk about trauma.
Yeah.
I always think it's funny, like, so, you know, grandma's in the room mumbling in her sleep, which is spooky enough.
Yeah.
My grandma was spooky when she wasn't mumbling in her sleep. And then you go into your mom's room, she's got the Bible out, but she doesn't believe anything you have to say. Mm-hmm. Like, she'll believe the book, but she won't believe that you're going through that. And then she puts you back on the couch. And the ultimate spook is hearing a voice saying, you know, she's going to die one day. She's not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That would have been it for me.
Yeah.
I'd been gone. Seriously.
I can't say how I would react, but I think my stomach would just be dropping. I would just be like, it'd be like this kind of that punch in the gut feeling or something where like, what, oh my, like, what are you taking in? You know?
Right. And don't know for sure. Don't know, you know, how much of the story, but it sounds like something not so nice was trying to show him a vision of something, whatever that was.
Yeah. That would be, yeah. Thank you for sharing that one with us. If you'd like to share yours, 855-853-4802 is the phone number. To do that, you'll hear me say, tell your story, and then you speak into the device and share your story aloud. That's how it works. Really cool. New invention. You're going to love it. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.